At this time, I would like to introduce to you our keynote speaker tonight. Her name is Nancy, and Nancy hails from Sacramento. She's been in the program, I don't know if you can hear me, but she's been in the program since 1999 and is doing a whole assortment, a whole array of service. She is a delegate to the WSBC, a meeting secretary, and an intergroup secretary as well, and a sponsor, and is sponsored, of course. So without further ado, it's with great pleasure that I introduce to you Nancy E.
Yay. Thank you. Hello, my name is Nancy, and I'm a very, very grateful compulsive eater. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. Oh, it's just so wonderful to look out and see everybody here tonight. Thank to everybody for being here, and thank you so much for asking me to be of service. It's a little scary to be up here, but I just consider I'm just with my people, so nothing to be scared of, right? And I want to just express how filled I am tonight because the past few days I've been involved with the conference as a delegate, and there's so much spirituality in those rooms. It's a lot of work and patience and serenity prayers and all that stuff, but I'm so filled with what this program is all about when I attend that conference. I'm really, really grateful, and something we saw today was the fellowship from Mexico presented us with their Spanish 4-minute video that they have to present to educate people about compulsive eating and about the benefits of Compulsive Eaters Anonymous How. And that was just a very moving film, and I just wanted to thank them for that. So, yeah. Well, I am so grateful for this program. I really am. Can I take this off of here? Maybe not. Okay. I'm just looking at the door. Okay. I can? Oh, great. Oh, thanks. All right. Ooh, I got power. Keep it close. Okay. I can hear it now. Thank you. So, I guess I'll start out with what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now, and what it was like for me. It was all about food. That's all I can say. I just remember liking food from as far back as I can remember. Looking back, it probably was a sign of love in my family. It was comfort. It was, and then later on for me, it became anger and revenge. I mean, it was just the whole spectrum. And I know my mom told me a story. She said, you know, when you were born, you were a normal size, but I took you into the doctor for your yearly checkup, and at a year you were 30 pounds. And the doctor told me to cut back on your baby food, and she said, but doctor, I give her a half a jar of baby food, and she screams until I give her the rest. I don't know what to do. And I just liked food from the get-go. I just always remember liking food. And I loved helping my mom in the kitchen. It was all about the food. I can remember that. And I remember when I was probably, you know, in primary school grades, I can remember sneaking down into the kitchen in the middle of the night hoping nobody would hear me. We had wood floors in our house. I grew up in San Francisco. We had some wood stairs, and they creaked, and I just hoped nobody heard me, but I could not. I just was filling up something. I don't know. You know, something needed to be filled, and I had to fill it with food. And I can remember keeping that kind of stuff a secret. And I can remember kids, you know, why are you eating so fast? And why are you, you know, and I got called names and all that kind of stuff. And I was about 40 pounds overweight as a child. Couldn't wear the clothes my friends wore. Went to the chubby size in the store, all that stuff, you know. And I just always felt different. And I have a little sister who was skinny as a rail. And I don't know why, you know. And I just thought if I could only be thin, it would be okay. I just kept thinking that. And I always felt like there was something wrong with me. And so I went along with life. And when I was about, I guess I tried a couple of diets with my friends when I was maybe in junior high. We tried a couple silly little diets, and they didn't, you know, it might have lasted for 3 days, and then we decided, oh, this isn't going to work, and I would go back to eating, and we did silly things like that. And I begged my mom that I wanted to lose weight, and my mom had a weight problem too, and finally she decided to try some different weight plans. I won't go into what they are, but I went with her. And I did lose weight. I think when I was 14, I went into a food plan and I lost my 40 pounds. And by the time I was a senior in high school, my friends didn't recognize me when I came back to school after the summer. And I did lose the weight. And somehow I thought I was going to be normal. So I thought that when I looked thin on the outside, that meant I could eat normally. Well, I was never a normal eater, and so my little spiel is I probably stayed at my goal weight for about 15 minutes, you know, because I thought I could eat whatever I wanted. That's what I thought normal was, eating whatever I want whenever I wanted it. And I can remember that struggle because I had a maintenance plan to follow, but I can always remember trying to debate it, you know, because I was doing it all in my own will. I had no tools. I still had the same mind. Of that, just having that compulsion and that, you know, always wanting those things that we like, that just caused, and I didn't know at the time, it was causing, just setting up that constant craving and compulsion for more. And I didn't understand it at the time. And as a child, I was a real good girl. I was a good student. I always wanted to please my family, my parents, my teachers. Constantly thinking, oh, if only I was better, I would, you know, somehow I would measure up. And I also have a religious background. I did go to church. I'm not going to go into church. That's not part of our program. But I did have a belief in a higher power in God. And later on, I realized after recovery, somehow I just never thought I measured up to God's love for me. I didn't think God loved me the way he loved you. So somehow I missed out. I don't know how. And I ate over a lot of that kind of stuff. And I think the more I gained weight, the more I would eat, where like normal people would say, oh, I need to cut back. Oh, I didn't know what that, you know, if you say cut back, I just ate more. I just didn't understand. And so it really was neat losing that weight in high school. That was pretty cool. I had a boyfriend, and, you know, that was really neat. But like I said, I was constantly struggling with food, and the weight did not stay off for very long. And I did get married very young. I was 18 when I got married, and had my first child when I was 20. And I was so afraid of gaining weight when I was pregnant. You know, all those things I heard about gaining weight, you know, and I didn't. I don't know why, but I didn't. But I sure like to eat, and I don't know how I kept, you know, how I didn't gain the weight. But eventually, some of the weight came back on over time. And however, because I am an addictive person, I found other ways to keep the weight off. And eventually, fast forwarding a little bit later on, I did get addicted to exercise, where I could go to the gym for like 4 hours and work out. And I, you know, don't ask me where that energy came from. Well, I learned later when I got in recovery, started working my steps, I had a little bit of anger, you know, just a little bit of anger. I was, you know, and I could, you know, lift those weights and do all that stuff. But I never, you know, I just never felt better. And I got in good shape. I would look good on the outside, but on the inside, I was a raging mess. And I was a rageaholic with my children. To this day, I have a lot of, I still feel very guilty about that, but I've made my amends to my children. You know, today I just do a living amends where I just do the best I can today. And I have the tools today to deal with my feelings in ways that are healthy and acceptable, and they're not going to hurt other people. And so that's one of the wonderful gifts of this program. How I got here was I had a friend in another program who I saw she was losing some weight. I just noticed, you know, and she had these beautiful, sparkling, glowing eyes, and she was just so happy. And I just thought, what are you doing? How did you lose weight? Because I was gaining weight and she was losing weight. And she told me about how. And I said, well, what do you do? You know, what do you do? What do you don't do? And she gave me a brief description of what she did and what she didn't do. There is no way I'm going to have anybody tell me what to eat, how much to eat, and when to eat it. There's just no way. You know, I was totally against it. But deep down inside, I knew that that's what I needed. I just wasn't ready to admit it. I wasn't ready to surrender. And what I did, you know, and this is a program of attraction rather than promotion. And that's all she said to me. She didn't say anything else. But I wanted to hang around her. You know, I went to the movies with her, and I watched what she did and what she didn't do, that she wasn't eating all those things I wanted to eat at the movies. And, you know, I went to restaurants with her. I went here and there with her. And she was so happy. How could she be so happy and not eating this stuff? Because to me, food was happiness. Food was comfort, love. It was, you know, it didn't talk back to me. It just, you know, it gave me so many things other than just fuel for my body, which is what I've learned today. That's what food is for me. And so finally, probably about 6 months later, I am in some other programs. I'm not going to talk about them. But there have been times that I have not wanted to go on living because of other addictions I've had. Well, this is the time where food took me to that place where I was hoping I didn't wake up the next day. I was so miserable and unhappy. I felt so out of control. And back then in high school, when I thought that just getting thin and everything would be fine and I would be okay, that was not true. There's more to it than just how I look on the outside. And I thought that how I looked on the outside was all that you needed to like me. So I called her up and I said, I need a meeting schedule. And I entered my first meeting on January 3rd of 1999. And my first abstinence date was January 4th, 99. And I went into the meeting and I was ready. I cried. I, you know, raised my hand. I'm new. I'm Nancy, compulsive eater. And I was so surrendered. I had already probably worked step one by the time I got there. I was so ready. I was surrendered. I just did not feel well. I was, and I'm one of those people that had a lot of yets. I did not have a lot of weight to lose. At the time, I had about 30 pounds to lose. But I just didn't feel well. My health was not good inside, my digestive system. I just didn't feel good. So I got a sponsor. I did what was suggested. I started calling her and doing my questions and my food and doing the deal, doing the stuff. And I was... I had a lot of emotional pain, and I had already been in recovery for about 5 years, and this was probably the hardest addiction for me to let go of, to work with. And we talk about spiritual awakening, spiritual experience, and I remember on day 3 of my abstinence, I got up in the morning to go to work, and I'm sure I was going through that detox, whatever we talk about with the sugar and flour. But I got in the shower. I got out of the shower, and I just thought to myself, physically, I could not go any further. I couldn't go to work. I felt so sick. And after 5 years of recovery, it was the first time I got on my knees and asked God for help. That's how I felt. I said there was no way I could go on. And I remember... It wasn't me, but I got up off my knees, and I got dressed. I went to work, and from then on, it's just been a wonderful, fabulous journey. And my higher power has done for me what I can't do for myself. I did have a slip in October of 99, so October 10th, 99 is my abstinence date. And I just call that an ego reduction and... keep going, you know, and I my first sponsor I had for a couple months until I got to my goal weight, and then I asked my present sponsor to be my sponsor because she was a maintenance sponsor, and she's been my sponsor ever since. I love her so much. So glad you're here. And we've just been on this wonderful journey, and I've worked, you know, the steps, all the questions, and working questions today. I know one of the criteria of being a delegate is to work the traditions questions. Well, I got them done last Sunday, you know, 4 days before the conference, you know. Okay, it takes what it takes for me, you know. I work really well under pressure, so I got them done. And anyway, I really enjoyed those questions. It just took me a while to get into them, and then I really, really, I was ready. I was ready to do them. And so it's really awesome. Anyway, what the questions have done for me and the program is made me started to feel okay on the inside, comfortable in my own skin. I don't feel that restless, irritable, and discontent that I used to feel. I've showed up for myself, I've learned about setting boundaries. You know, I've heard it said, you know, we start with boundaries with the food, with the measuring cups and the scales and the bowls and all those things. And this is the food I have. And then I'm done. And then I can go on with life. And I am so grateful I can do that today. And it's taught me to have boundaries in all the other areas of my life. And that's been such a real gift. And I know about 4 years ago, my mother passed away. That was something that I never even imagined happening in my life. How could I lose a parent? You know, and I knew, of course, obviously, most of the time, the parent goes before the child. You know, I mean, it's going to happen someday. I was able to be an adult about it. I was able to be there for the rest of my family, to be of service. And thank you, Rachel Ray, for reminding us, you know, what can I do for you? How can I be of service today? How can I show up and do what I'm supposed to do? Instead of it being all about me, because that's what it used to be, all about me. I know I was the kind of child and even an adult, I cried a lot over a lot of different things. And I think a lot of my tears were because I didn't know how to set my boundaries. I didn't know how to speak up for myself. And I've even started seeking outside help last year for being assertive and setting boundaries. And sometimes we do need outside help. It even talks about that in the big book. And I love the books, the literature of our program, and reading the literature. I love the book studies it just constantly reminds me that I'm a compulsive eater, that I need to change my thinking, and I need help doing that every day. It's a daily, one day at a time program for me. And I'm just so grateful for all the tools we have today, the phone calls, the meetings, the food plan, the sponsorship. That's just, you know, it's just everything. It's just such a gift. I know I was just thinking about it with all the wonderful resources we have. We talk about it in conference and the website, just everything. I mean, I could probably spend, you know, 10, 12 hours a day with the program because there's just so much there. And I it's just something I'm really excited about doing more with. So that's really awesome. And something I wanted to talk about, too, was about mindfulness and living in the present. You know, the program teaches us one day at a time. And it really took me a long, long time to really understand what that means for me about breathing in and out. You know, looking down at my feet, where am I right now? And, you know, right now I'm just with all you beautiful people, which is just, oh, it's so wonderful. My heart's just singing right now. So I'm just so grateful to be here. Let's see. My mind's kind of at a standstill here. Let me think. How much time do I have? Where's my timer? Oh, not yet? Oh, geez. Okay. Let me think. Let me talk about acceptance. That's something that I have really been bringing into my life, in my everyday life, every day, you know, work, at home, at the traffic light, waiting for it to change, you know, all those things. There's so many times I feel uncomfortable. And that's what I used to eat over. And so I pay attention to that. When I feel uncomfortable now, I don't have to reach for the food anymore. I have the tools. I can call somebody. I can write. I can pray. I can just breathe in and out and pray and ask God to remove my obsession. And for me, that is such a gift. And if I can accept whatever it is in front of me, people's places and things, the things I can't change, usually my day goes pretty well, you know? And I used to think that life was, that there wasn't really anything good in life for me. And today it's about looking for the miracles. I've heard people say, look for the miracles today. And, you know, I know it. I do that now in my everyday life, and it's amazing the wonderful miracles I find. Just little things that just take care of themselves in spite of me. You know, I'm trying to force a solution, and then if I just back off and just breathe, it's like it all happens the way it's supposed to. So that's just something, that's a real gift. I look at all these tools in the program as just wonderful gifts in my life today. And I know for me today, something that I realized that recovery's given me is what I've always wanted really was to be close to people and to love and be loved. And I used food. I loved, you know, when my kids were little, I was home with my children. I had time. I was cooking everything from scratch, and I was this health food person, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But I look back now, and it was just the guise that everything looked real. It was all this health food stuff, but I was a compulsive feeder as well as a compulsive eater. And so if I wasn't shopping for the food or planning the food or cutting up the food or cooking it or eating it, you know, I was just doing one or the other thing, but I was still in the food. And, you know, today I can be in life rather than in the food. And I'm so grateful for that, because that's where life happens. That's where I feel the joys and the sorrows, and I can feel my feelings instead of blotting them out with food. And I really believe that that's what my higher power wants for me today, is to be present, to be able to be of service, and to be able to receive. Being able to receive was really hard for me to do. I was a person who wanted to be constantly taking care of you, so I didn't have to look at me, and knowing what was best for you, so I didn't have to look at what I needed to do for myself. And today, recovery has given me the opportunity that, you know, when I'm with a person, usually that person is a mirror to me. You know, if say I run across someone who a little rough around the edges, like, oh, well, maybe that's something about me that I need to look at. And I'm not saying I'm going to bludgeon myself or be hard on myself about it. It's just my way of learning and growing and just constantly working on what can I do to be a better person, to give back to the world, to be useful. And I know this program has really given me a purpose to feel useful in the world today with people who I understand and they understand me. And it's just such a wonderful gift. So I'm just very, very grateful. And I just want to make a wonderful pitch for, you know, meetings. I do face-to-face meetings. I have done some bridge meetings, but mainly face-to-face. And I like both meetings, both types. And I love meeting people and hearing other people's stories. And that's just, you know, it's so important to identify. I don't know if there's, you know, I don't know if anybody is new here or not. I'm sure there might be someone here who's new. We might learn more about that tomorrow. I think sometimes we have a birthday countdown or something. And if anyone here is struggling with their food plan, with food, you know, with their abstinence, whatever, I'm just so grateful you're here. And please keep coming back. Please don't give up. You know, keep coming back. That's just the most important thing, because, you know, we get it when we get it, you know, just because somebody else gets it and we don't get it yet. Oh, well, you know, we each have our own path to walk. And I know there are times I regret. I have regrets of some of my behavior in the past. Thank goodness we have the steps. I can make amends for those and for those things. And I can, and it just reminds me that I don't want to be in that place, that dark place again. And I want to be able to, you know, have this new life that I've discovered in the program. And it's not always easy. But I know today that's why I can be, I can reach out, I can ask for help, you know, call my sponsor, tell her what's going on. I can be current with her and she knows what's going on in my life today. So I'm just so grateful to be here. And, I really want to thank, Maria Christina and Leah for asking me to speak tonight. And this has just been just a great joy and incredible honor for me to be here as member of Compulsive Eaters Anonymous HOW. And I hope everybody keeps coming back. Thank you very much.